Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you for the heavy downpour of your word, Lord. We'll receive more of you, more of your word, more of your presence. Thank you, Master, and thank you, Adonai. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Wave your hands and give Him the praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a heavy downpour of light and insight today. I believe that our lives will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. You must know the Son of who you are. After that episode where, what is this? Why are you delaying us? And so on. And the people said, He will be with us here. The people can go. Let Him be with us. And the man said, no way. There's no way we can leave. If you were not here in that first night, please speak the message. Take Him financial charge. No way. We are going together. Which was what happened. The prodigal son knew the son of who he was, but he had no character. The elder brother seemed not to know who he was, but he had character. And the measure is good. This morning, we are going further with the subject, taking charge of destiny. Taking your destiny in your hands. What it means to literally take your destiny in your hands. The meaning of this is, the objective of the study is understanding what it takes, what it means to take responsibility for your destiny. What it means to take responsibility for your destiny. In 2 Kings chapter 7 and in verse 1, we saw the story of lepers. There was so much famine in the land. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shalt not eat thereof." Now, this is where our story starts. And there were four leprous men at the entry in of the gate. And they said one to another, this is mentality here now. "Why sit we here until we die?" Keep going. "If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall to the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall die. We shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, carried them also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning, some mischief might come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Now the rest of it is history. We grew up learning the story of the lepers at the gate of Samaria. I am going to go through an order of about 15 issues that we will bring out of this very, very quickly. First and foremost, engaging mentality is terminating captivity. It is when mentality is engaged that captivity is terminated. You use your senses to change your season. If you don't like the season you are in, use your sense. Those who think don't think. If we can think, we will not sink. Those who think don't think. These people say, if we sit here, disaster may come, calamity may come. Let us do something. When you use your head, you get ahead. There are people who cannot get ahead in life because they are unable to use their head. When you engage the mind, you magnify your gain. Very, very crucial. That is the first thing that is needed to take your destiny in your hands. Engage your mind. Sit down and think. Sit down and reason. Why is my life like this? Why is my ministry like this? What am I doing that I need to do differently? Why is my business like this? Why is my marriage like this? What do I need to do? Sit down, pen and paper, think on paper. Number two, possibilities, answer. To responsibility. Possibilities, answer to responsibility. Nothing is possible until somebody is responsible. I think that instead of things to note, is steps to taking your destiny in your hands. Possibilities, answer to responsibility. Destiny, answers to responsibility. Nothing is possible until somebody is responsible. Somebody say amen. Number three, you don't wait for things to change. You move. For things to change. You don't wait for things to change. You move for things to change. If something must change, somebody must move. You don't watch for things to change. You move for things to change. Nothing would have changed if the lepers remained at the gate of Samaria. They would have died there. number four. It is better to try and fail than to fail to try. It is better to try and fail than to fail to try. Trying and failing is better than failing to try. If we remain here, we die. If we go forward, we die. Let's try. If I stop here, I've already overpreached. Bishop Feli, it's better to try and you failed than to fail to try. Try 1,000 times. There are many people whose destinies have not seen the light of day. When we're going to the stadium in 2007 is 18 years back. That was when we went to Abuja Stadium for the first time. That was where we dared the stadium, bigger stadium for the first time. Everybody was afraid. Can give us the clip of the stadium. How will the meeting be? Supposing people don't come. Stadium was filled. There were people outside, and if the people outside came in, it was almost half of the stadium that was still outside. Everybody was afraid. We were the only ones not afraid. It's better to try and fail than to fail to try. 18 years ago. Somebody say aloud, amen. Can I go forward? What number are we? Let's repeat what we said so far. One, engaging mentality is terminating captivity. Two, possibilities answer to responsibility. Three, you don't wait for things to change. You move for things to change. Four, it is better to try and fail than to fail to try. Number five, there is no rise without risk. If anybody must rise in life and destiny, there is a risk to take. Most times, advancement comes with the confrontation of adversity. If we go, we may die. If we are here, we will die. So it's better to take the risk. There is no rise without risk. Most times, advancement happens with the confrontation of adversity. If David did not confront Goliath, nobody would have known him afterwards. There is no rise without risk, and there is no advancement without the confrontation of adversity. Number six, what you are willing to do for yourself weighs higher than what anybody can do for you. What you are willing and you are ready to do for yourself weighs higher than what anybody can do for you. Those people did not wait for what the government would do for them. They did not wait for what anybody will do for them. Pastor in church, what you are willing to do for yourself, what you are willing to do by yourself, weighs heavier than what anybody can do for you. For example, nobody can pray for you like you. Nobody can pray for the ministry like yourself. Not prayer band. Their prayer is part of the praying. When we declared 7 days fasting, we were inside. When we declared 5 hours tonguing from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., we were in there, coordinating and pouring the fire from the background and from the front. You saw it. What you are willing to do for yourself, don't wait and waste. What you are willing to do for yourself, it weighs heavier than what anybody can do for you. Is God speaking to somebody here? We are talking about taking your destiny in your hands. What you are willing to do for yourself. That was number 6, right? Number 7. You start making progress when you stop making excuses. You start making progress when you stop making excuses. You start making progress when you stop making excuses. You start making progress. For as long, you cannot make the two at the same time. You can't make excuses and make progress at the same time. You can't make the two at the same time. You surrender your excuses to take delivery of your progress. You start making progress when you stop making excuses. They did not excuse themselves for the fact that they were lepers. The fact that they were disadvantaged. They had no excuse. You start making progress when you stop making excuses. Number 8. When there is no one to blame, you are at the beginning of the game. You change the game when there is no one to blame. The game changes when there is no one to blame. When there is no one to blame. When there is nothing to blame. The game changes when there is no excuse. When there is no one to blame. You change the game when there is no one to blame. For as long as there is something, there is someone to blame, the game remains the same. For as long as there is somebody that is the reason why you are not where you are, the game remains the same. But when there is no one to blame, you change the game. Somebody's game is changing here today. Can somebody say louder, amen? Can somebody say louder, amen? Can somebody shout the loudest, amen? That amen is too timid. That amen is too timid. That amen is still too timid. Shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Look at the number, say, I have nobody to blame. I hold myself responsible for what must happen in my life and destiny. I hold myself responsible. I don't hold my father to blame. Not my spiritual father. Not anybody. I hold myself to blame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. My father didn't take care of me. Did his father take care of him? Did his father's father take care of him? Just continue the chain. Hallelujah. Can I go forward? Have you received anything so far? Have you received anything so far? Are you ready? One number away. All right. Number 9. The direction to move when you don't know what to do or where to go is forward. The direction to move when you don't know what to do or where to go is forward. Is that heavy? That is, you are at the junction. Should I go back? Should I go right? Should I go left? Where do I go? When you don't know where to go, go. Hey! Hey! Stand on your feet and give the Lord a shout of victory. A bigger shout of victory. A bigger shout of victory. A bigger shout of victory. Will you help me shake the hands of seven people? Tell them, go forward, go forward, go forward. Hey! If you leave here today and somebody asks you, what did you hear in that conference? You tell them, I heard so many things. But one I cannot forget is that the direction to go when I don't know where to go or what to do is forward. That was what they said. If we sit here, we die. We go back to the city calamity. If we go forward, they may catch us and kill us. But let them catch us and kill us, but we'll go forward. Somebody is going forward today. Don't forget this. You never go wrong going forward. What I'm saying now may save you in time to come. May save you. May save you. God told the children of Israel, why? Moses, why are you telling them? Why are you crying to me? Tell the people to go forward. When you carry the name of God, the first two letters in God, G-O-D is what? Go. When you carry the name of Satan, the first three letters in Satan is what? Sat. Whatever makes you stand stagnant is Satan. Who makes you go forward is God. This was one of the reasons why my sister was afraid. This is my sister here. This is my sister, this one here. She was afraid that I would drop out of the university because of too much fire. I had too much zeal. So I may not finish medical school. I was preaching too much. You see, every time I wrote her a letter, it was like Paul the Apostle. You say, is this an epistle? I said, she wasn't aware that it was impossible to drop out. It is forward. I can't start a journey and not finish it. It was impossible. The thought of it didn't cross one day. I hear what I'm saying yesterday. You don't accept God counts, speaks clearly otherwise. The most profitable direction for your life is where? Lift your hands, say, I am going forward. I am going forward. No devil can stop me. No power can stop me. No force of hell can stop me. I am going forward. I am going forward. Nothing can stop me. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. Let me add this to that. It's the same thing. It is better to fail forward than to fail stagnant. It's better to fail forward than to fail in the stagnant position. It's better that you are going forward and you failed than that you failed because you remained on the same spot. Say, if we are here, we'll die. If we go forward, we'll die. Okay, it's better to die going forward. For them, it was better to die going forward than to die in the same position. You will fulfill your days. Somebody say loud amen. Are we ready for the next number, number 10? The right action will always provoke the right outcome. They carried out the right action. And all of us can see the right outcome. The right action, which is the action of going forward, will always produce the right outcome. Because actions and outcomes are equal and opposite and direct. Direct proportionality. The right action will always provoke the right outcome. Number 11. The move of God will always activate. Or I say it the other way. The move of man will always activate the move of God. The move of man. The Bible said as they moved, God caused the Midianites to hear a sound. The move of man will always activate the move of God. Most times people are saying, I am waiting for the move of God. No, God is saying, I am waiting for your move. Whether it is move at the place of prayer or move in the place of action, the move of man provokes the move of God. You go through scripture, you see, Moses lifted the rod, then God caused the strongest wind. I prophesied as I was commanded, then God caused the wind to flow. Mark 16 verse 20. They went everywhere preaching and the Lord went with them. The Lord did not go before they went. They went before the Lord went with them. Is anybody here? This is not the time to sleep. Oh. All you need to do is, Lord, show me the move that I need to make that will cause you to move. Show me the move I need to make that will cause you to move. Show me the move I need to make in life. The move I need to make in my business. The move I need to make in my ministry that will cause you to move. Lord, move. Many of us have been praying, Lord, move, Lord, move. You say that I will move. But you must move first. You must move first. I am going to move, but you must move first. Lord, so the question is, Lord, what move? Show me the move I need to make that will activate your move. Because those people, for as long as they sat there, nothing was going to happen until they moved. And as they moved, God moved. I prophesy to somebody here, the move that will cause God to move with you, the inspiration for that move is coming upon you right now. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Don't forget this. For as long as you are alive, the move of God awaits the move of man. The move of God awaits the move of man. The operation of God is waiting for the operation of man. For the action of man. There is something God wants to do. But that thing is waiting for something man must do. There is something God wants to do. But what God wants to do is waiting for what man must do. In the nation you are, in the city you are, in the ministry, in the business. And God will reveal that to you. That's taking your destiny in your hands. The move of God is waiting for the move of man. Number 12. Action. Action from man produces sounds in the spirit. Audible in the camp of the enemy. Action steps from man produces sounds, spiritual sounds, audible in the camp of the enemy. That is, all you were doing was, you are just taking some steps, making some moves, going out on evangelism, doing one thing or the other. But in the camp of the enemy, it is a spiritual sound. A spiritual sound dynamic. It might be a sound of alarm that will make the enemy pick race. Someone said while we're doing the 5 hours of irrigation in this place, the person saw the revelation in the realm of the spirit where there was a lot of eruptions, a lot of bangings in the kingdom of darkness. And they are saying, where is this sound coming from? Where is this sound coming from? What is happening? Where is this? Where are these explosions coming from? There are steps you need to take so the devil can hear something. God amplifies our steps and turns them into sounds. Sounds of alarm in the camps of darkness. Sounds of terror to those looking for you. Sounds of victory. Sounds of triumph. Sounds that is telling the devil, hey, don't trespass there. Hey, here is a no-go area. Before you leave here today, before you leave here in this conference, actions you are going to take will provoke sounds in the kingdom of darkness, in the community where you came from, in the country where you came from. And on your return, they will realize somebody is coming back. You believe that? Say loud amen. You believe that? Say loud amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, I'm about to make some sounds. Spiritual sounds that will terrorize the kingdom of darkness. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. And I'll round off right now. Finally, I thought I was going to talk on the 7 lepers and also talk about David. But this was number what? Action from one man produces sounds in the spirit realm that are audible. Number 13. Don't just accept the responsibility for your own destiny. Accept the responsibility for the destiny of your generation. That is going to lead me to point number 15. Don't just accept responsibility for your own destiny. Accept the responsibility for the destiny of your generation. Don't wait for who will get the job done. Get it done at all costs. That was what David did. That was what these lepers did. Now let me move to point number 14. One man's action step can occasion the rescue of a generation. One man. There are steps of obedience you will take that will rescue the whole of your family, that will rescue the whole of your community, that will rescue the whole of your nation. One man's action step, which may be a step of obedience, can rescue the destiny of the whole generation. Look at the 4 lepers sitting on the same spot. They decided to make a move, and that move ended the famine of Israel. Famine ended. I'd like you to read the rest of the story. Because the food distribution began to happen. And the food distribution began to happen. Until the man who said this cannot be was trampled and he died. Listen. A whole generation's destiny is waiting for your move. There are people here today. A whole family's destiny is waiting on your move. A whole community's destiny, a whole nation's destiny is waiting on your move. Listen. There are steps you take that are the fulfillment of the prophecies of yesterday. And you never knew. The lepers never knew they were fulfilling a prophecy by Elisha, who said, by this time tomorrow, food shall be plenty. And Elisha couldn't bring it to pass. Somebody must make certain moves for God to respond, for that prophecy to come to pass. We have prophecy over this nation, by S.G. Elton, and others prophesied. But God, even over your nations, but God is waiting for certain people to make certain moves, take certain steps for the activation of those prophecies, for the manifestation of the prophecies. And that is why we are here. Don't forget, one person's move can occasion the rescue of a generation. And number 15 was what I just said. Your move can occasion the fulfillment of the prophecies of previous years, of the prophecies of previous times. Your action, your step, God is laying it in your heart to carry out the action. And you thought it was a coincidental thought. It might be the fulfillment of a prophecy that you are not even aware of. The fulfillment of a prophecy you are not conscious of. Some of us are in the midst of prophecy. We are just living our life, but we are in the midst of prophecy. In the midst of manifestations. In the midst of happiness. The vision of Maurice Cerullo. The vision of T.L. Osborne. The vision of Kenneth Higgins. And all that they saw and felt. Some of us find ourselves in the middle of it. In the middle of happenings. And when we get to heaven, that is when we will know what was said before us, that we are living out without our notice. But we must move. Stand up on your feet. Stand on your feet. And let's go through these points. What do you do in terms of taking your destiny in your hands? Number one, can you read with me? Engaging mentality is terminating captivity. Number two, possibilities answer to responsibility. Number three, you don't wait for things to change. You move for things to change. Number four, it is better to try and fail than to fail to try. Five, there is no rise without risk. You don't make advancement without the confrontation of adversity. Number six, what you are willing to do for yourself weighs higher than what anybody can do for you. So begin to do for yourself what you are waiting for people to do for you. I'm talking from experience. So there are ministry tools that we are using here and there for assignment. Some people have bragged in time past, I'm going to get this for the ministry. I'm going to get that for the ministry to make the work easy. I'm going to do this. Iba. You wait, you waste. Until God enabled us to get things done. By ourselves, by His help, by His message, by His supplies, that some many promised, I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. In one Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting, sometime back I had mentioned that a trailer home is needed for rural evangelism. We are going to get it. So this is needed, that is needed, that is needed. Remember one of our guys who heard it, oh wow, what will be part of all of this? Zero. God helped us to get all done. One or two people in some ways. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't wait when God makes people to help you. Never look at the people as your source. Let your source remain your maker, so you don't die of frustration. Somebody said they will buy all the cement for the foundation of this glory. I mean, not the cement, do the foundation. If you know of a structure like this, foundation cost is the same like roof cost. Those who build. I've told you about the roof cost before. Even the pillar, pile foundation to the earth. How many 50, how many groups of pile? What we buried in the earth, I felt bad. There's so much money is inside the ground and it's covered. The basket that each of these pillars stood on, if I enter inside, you can be casted. That was the height. Weaved, yes. Iron bar basket. Weaved. All swallowed inside concrete. Sitting on top of 8 rings of pile that enter the earth. All covered before the buildings started coming up. What is this? I told the engineers, all these things, you mean nobody will see it? And I will. And some people don't have bad intention. They sincerely mean what to do. They sincerely planned. But the things they expected maybe couldn't come. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why you cannot rely on people. But he is the Okama layer. Talk and do. He says it, he does it, he does it, he says it. Hallelujah. So that point is very important. What you are willing to do for yourself weighs higher than what anybody can do for you. Number 7. Speak. You start making progress when you stop making excuses. Number 8. When there is nobody to blame, you are at the beginning of the game. In fact, you can just rephrase. You change the game. You change the game. When there is nobody to blame, you change the game. Next point. The direction to move when you don't know what to do or where to go is where? Which direction are you to move when you don't know what to do and where to go? Number 10. The right action will always provoke the right outcome. 11. The move of man will always activate the move of God. 12. Action from man produces sounds in the spirit audible in the camp of the enemy. 13. Don't just accept the responsibility for your own destiny. Accept the responsibility for the destiny of your generation. 14. One man's action step can occasion the rescue of a generation. And 15. Your move can occasion the fulfillment of prophecies of previous times. Hallelujah. It's a new day. Lift up your hands and appreciate God for His word. Appreciate God for His word. Thank you for your 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 word. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Hold the hand of somebody and lift the hands up and ask that these words will produce their intended results in the life of the people. Oh, go ahead and pray. Fama Hashata. Go ahead and pray. Masate Ferota Satakola. Let us satafeta satakolo. Meta sete fete sete popolo do do do. Ha 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 Jesus' precious name. If you are here, you are not yet saved, you are not born again, you are not saved. You need Jesus in your life. You need the yoke of sin broken. You need addictions broken, negative lifestyles broken. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and rush to the front here. Let the yokes be broken. You want the yokes broken. You want liberty. You want freedom. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Quickly come forward here while the prayer is on. Carry your Bibles and pass. While the rest of us lift your hands and say, Father,
the grace
to collapse
the mountain.
I receive.
Now.
Lift your hands up in your mouth and pray. Those coming forward, come. Come to the front. Come quickly. Come to the front. Pick your Bible. Pick your bag. Come to the front. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. Father, thank you for grace. Grace to accept responsibility. Grace to labor abundantly. Grace to give it everything it takes until we see all we need to see. Fresh grace upon your people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.